Good evening, everyone. This is Kathy Keating, Shackley's Vice President of Field Communications, and I'd like to welcome you to this evening's Shackley Health Sciences webinar and wish everyone a happy Heart Health Month. That's the topic of tonight's event. We're going to be talking with you about the importance of a healthy heart, what you can do to support the health of your heart, the hardest working muscle in your body, so they say, and also to introduce you to CoQ Heart, a newly reformulated Shackley product that is designed to help you keep your healthy heart powered up. At Shackley, we're proud of the fact that scientific research is the foundation and the core of our product philosophy, with formulations that are based on sound science, and that's a big part of what makes Shackley different. And I have here with me two of the team members who are responsible for the scientific research behind Shackley products, Dr. Jamie McManus, Shackley's Chair of Medical Affairs and Health Sciences and Education, and Pamela Riggs, MS, a registered dietitian who is Director of Medical Affairs for Shackley. Welcome, Dr. McManus and Pam. So tell us a little bit about what keeps hearts healthy.
Well, thank you, Kathy, for that great introduction, and Pam and I are thrilled to be here tonight with everyone on the web as well as on the phone. So, yes, let's talk about our hearts. It's kind of tough to live without a heart, even though I know there are a few heartless individuals out there, I suppose. But the reality is you don't go very long without your heart. This little tiny muscle, very hardworking. In the average male, just a few little fun statistics here, the average male out there actually has a bigger heart. I always think of women as being a little bit bigger hearted, but we know you guys are actually really the biggest hearted ones out there. And your heart weighs 10 to 12 ounces. Think about, you know, what that is. It's not actually that big and all the work that it has to do. And the average female heart is 8 to 10 ounces, so a little bit smaller. But that heart beats 100,000 times a day. Quite hard to imagine. And if you count that up, because we spend some time counting that, because for Marjorie we have to count everything, right?
Right.
So it's actually 35 million beats a year.
Wow.
So truly we have a hardworking organ there that we do want to take care of, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Our heart circulates about 6 quarts of blood throughout the body. It's about 3 times every minute it's coursing through your system. This is why you can actually donate blood, and those of you who do donate blood out there, it's a really great thing to do because your blood actually replenishes itself, but you know, you've got that powered through by your heart 3 times every minute, 6 quarts throughout your body. In just one day, your blood travels 12,000 miles. And that is the equivalent of going cross-country, coast-to-coast here in the United States, or Canada for that matter, 4 times. I'd be a little dizzy if I had to do that.
I love that statistic.
That's a great one. And what do we need to power all this? Well, we need a whole lot of different aspects of nutrition, but certainly one of the most underlying important functions of your heart is the production of cellular energy to power this very hard-working organ. So, Pam, tell us a little bit about a very important nutrient for your heart.
Absolutely, and it's great to be here tonight. One of the most important nutrients to promote energy production in the body and in the heart in particular is coenzyme Q10, or CoQ10 for short. Now, CoQ10 is a fat-soluble kind of vitamin-like nutrient, and it is produced naturally in the body, and every cell in your body that produces cellular energy requires CoQ10. So we know that CoQ10 is vital for cellular energy production. Now, when you're talking about your heart and organs such like that that produce a lot of energy or require a lot of energy to function, we know that CoQ10 is even more important, and it's more highly concentrated in organs like the heart that do have to work super hard. So you can think of your heart muscle as one of the hardest working muscles in the body, and as such requires a lot of cellular energy, and that's why CoQ10 is so vital to its function. In fact, without CoQ10, the heart would not function properly. And another important aspect of CoQ10 is its antioxidant properties. We know CoQ10 is an antioxidant, and as such, it also promotes healthy artery function. And it does that primarily by protecting against, you know, free radicals that also protect against, you know, the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And this is really important as CoQ10 promotes the function of healthy blood vessels, especially those that are transporting blood to the heart. So, Dr. Jamie, on to you.
Okay. So, we're now introducing, and many of you know about this already, but hopefully there's a lot of new people out there that may be hearing about this product for the very first time, and that is our brand new triple strength CoQ Heart. And it contains now 100 milligrams of coenzyme Q10, this very critical nutrient that helps support the energy production in the heart, as well as help protect your arteries. And the arteries are your blood vessels that carry your oxygenated blood from your heart to your tissue. So, and they're the ones that, when they're damaged by virtue of LDL, by various types of oxidative stress and oxidative damage, including LDL cholesterol, the damage to the arteries is what can ultimately lead to heart disease. Plus more resveratrol. We know about resveratrol. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the course of tonight, but resveratrol is well known to help promote healthy blood vessels, to help with the contractility of your blood vessels, which helps support healthy blood flow.
So with new triple strength CoQ Heart, basically it's a proprietary blend of the 100 milligrams of CoQ10 and resveratrol. We have three times as much CoQ10, three times as much resveratrol. The product is in a bioavailable soft gel as always and uses a heart healthy olive oil delivery system in an all natural formula. So it's a great new and improved CoQ Heart with all the benefits, plus more CoQ10 and more resveratrol.
Yeah, 100 milligrams of CoQ10, which is really great. So who should be taking and who may benefit from taking additional coenzyme Q10 in their life? Well, any adults who are concerned about their heart. If you have issues in your family history, issues in your personal health that make you concerned about your heart health overall, your heart functioning, and your arterial health for sure, then CoQ Heart is a great product to consider. And we know that there are many factors that can lead to an increased need for CoQ10, including just the overall marching of time, as well as we know that diets, again, that, as Pam talked about, the antioxidant function of coenzyme Q10, well, unfortunately, a lot of our diets, we'll talk about this in just a few minutes, things that we eat in our diet actually lead to this oxidative stress in the body. And so that can certainly, by virtue of not having the best eating habits, can increase your need for free radicals. If you live in a polluted urban environment, if you are exposed to various toxins in your life, then you certainly want to be able to be taking as much different types of antioxidants in your life and in your supplement routine, and that can, of course, include coenzyme Q10. So February is American Heart Health Month, American Heart Month, I guess, officially. And Pam and I would like to take a little bit of time here to just have everyone kind of stop and think about what you're doing in your life or what you're not doing in your life to promote heart health. So first question is, what is your weight? And what is your BMI, most importantly, because we really can judge the health risks of your weight more appropriately and more accurately by virtue of knowing what your BMI is. So everyone out there probably has a product guide, and so I want you to go to page 67 of your product guide, which is in the cinch section. Just go to that orange section, and you'll find the BMI chart. Now, the BMI number is not actually on there. I'm sorry about that. We'll definitely try to get that corrected with the next printing of the product guide. But if you look at the BMI chart and you look at what you know what your height is, right? Okay, so for instance, a 5'5" tall woman who weighs 162 pounds has a BMI of 27. Okay, that puts you into the overweight category. So if you look at the top, and you can write these in on your own product guide, starting with 19 over to 35 at the top of that will tell you exactly when you figure out your height and your weight, what your actual BMI is. So if you are a 5'5" tall woman weighing 162 pounds, that means your BMI is 27. You're in the overweight category, which puts you at increased risk for heart disease by virtue of what goes along with being overweight. As we gain weight, we're actually putting more stress on our hearts. We tend to see an increase in blood pressure, an increase in cholesterol and triglycerides. If you have excess weight around the middle, this can lead to a lot of inflammatory chemicals being created in your system as a result of that. You know, those abdominal fat cells are very metabolically active and put out all sorts of negative chemicals that can also affect the health of your arteries, the health of your heart, the health of your body overall. If you are a 5'11" guy and you weigh 236 pounds, then your BMI is 33. You know, we've talked to a lot of you, and that puts you into the obese category and at significantly increased risk for heart disease, cancer, and stroke, diabetes, and a variety of other health conditions. So it's kind of a wake-up call, accountability. You know, look at what you're, you know, we've heard, especially with our focus on Cinch over this last couple of months, a lot of people have said, you know, that BMI chart was really a wake-up call for me because I actually didn't even think I was that overweight, and actually it turns out I'm obese as opposed to not even just overweight. And so we know that that's one of the most important things we can do to focus on keeping our heart as healthy as possible and minimizing the chance of having heart problems down the road. Okay, Pam, what about from your perspective?
Next question is, are you eating a heart-healthy diet, or are you eating maybe a diet that promotes a lot of inflammation? And we know today that inflammation is linked to a whole host of conditions, including obesity as well as heart disease and other ones. So, you know, a majority of people out there are still eating a lot of fast food, and fast food tends to be high in fat, high in saturated fat in particular, and cholesterol. And we know that saturated fat raises your blood cholesterol level, contributes to an unhealthy heart, unhealthy arteries, as well as more inflammation in the body. Maybe you're getting more omega-6 fatty acids than omega-3s, and omega-6 are actually kind of pro-inflammatory, and omega-6 are highly common in the diet. Anytime you're eating, you know, things that are vegetable oil-based, those tend to be mostly omega-6. Certain seeds and things might have more omega-6 and omega-3s. So just watching that balance. Maybe you're not eating enough whole grains, and you're not getting enough fiber, and maybe you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables, and you're not getting all these wonderful phytonutrients and other antioxidant nutrients that are present in some of these foods that can actually protect us against oxidative stress and inflammation. And again, many people are eating a lot of processed, convenience, highly refined carbohydrates. And again, we know that if you're going to eat, you know, highly refined carbs and, you know, saturated fats, you're going to promote a lot of inflammation in the body. So again,
Stay away from the drive-thrus.
Stay away from the drive-thrus. Trying to do more, you know, get back to basics, cooking, you know, whole foods, eating your fruits and vegetables and your whole grains and lean meat, fish, you know, doing the best that you can with your diet.
Maybe just a few comments about lifestyle, too. So we've talked about your weight, we've talked about your eating habits, and now lifestyle. So stress is obviously a big factor out there. We all have stress from day to day, but we certainly know that stress can increase your blood pressure. Stress increases the tendency for abdominal fat deposition. Stress, definitely, it just increases a lot of those negative chemicals in your system that are going to potentially lead to a variety of health issues and health concerns. So be conscious of it, try to be aware of it, try to modify it where you can, deep breathing, yoga, massage, maybe a glass of wine, assuming that's okay for you, in the evening time to kind of relax and kind of let the stresses of the day go, hanging out with positive people in your life and trying to maybe avoid the negative people in your life. If those are the people you work with, that would be a challenge. I happen to work with lovely people, so it's never a problem for
me
to come to work. What else can we do for a healthy lifestyle?
Well, Dr. Jamie, one of the best ways to reduce stress is to exercise.
Absolutely. I was hoping you'd say that.
And that's one of the main reasons that I exercise, is to manage my stress. There's nothing better than a long run to kind of let all the worries and stress go away. So good question to ask yourself, are you engaging in regular physical activity? And the reality is, you know, if you look at some of the statistics from the Centers for Disease Control and some of our government agencies, when they survey people, there's still a very large percentage of adults who do not engage in regular, moderate to vigorous type activity. So everybody should be, at a very minimum, exercising, you know, 30 minutes a day, most days of the week, and really a combination of different types of activity. You know, you want to be doing things that are promoting fat burning, so your aerobic, you know, running, walking, cycling types of activity, combined with some light resistant training where you're going to be doing some muscle building and keeping your metabolism going through that, as well as doing the stretching and flexibility types of exercises. And of course, you can throw yoga in there, which is not only good for stress reduction, but also for flexibility and balance and all the wonderful benefits that we get from those types of activities. So I think that's
okay.
A lot.
Absolutely.
That's a
lot of information, and hopefully everyone's taking that to heart, no pun intended. Okay, back to products. And now we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about our other fabulous, just a few of our other fabulous products that we know support your having the healthiest heart possible. And one of the most important and one of the most highly validated and best researched nutrients out there is the omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oil. And, of course, we have this wonderful product called OmegaGuard that helps reduce your risk of heart disease and provides a very potent amount of omega-3 fatty acids. So, Pam, why don't you go through a little bit of the details about our incredible OmegaGuard?
Absolutely. So OmegaGuard is our ultra-pure pharmaceutical-grade fish oil product. It is made with a multi-step molecular distillation process for most purity and potency. And it's a great blend of all seven omega-3 fatty acids, but really good levels of EPA and DHA, which have been the most researched and supportive of a variety of health benefits. We do know that regular consumption of omega-3 fatty acids can help reduce the risk of heart disease. It helps retain healthy triglyceride levels, and we know that triglycerides are blood fats that can contribute to heart disease risk. We know that omega-3 fatty acids can help retain normal blood pressure, which is another factor involved in heart disease risk. And the beauty, too, of omega-3s is they support more than just your heart health. They're also great for your brain, your eyes, and your joints. So you can't get enough omega-3s in there.
And your skin and your hair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty much everything, yeah.
Can't go wrong with adding more omega-3 fatty acids from OmegaGuard to your diet. Again, this product doesn't have any cholesterol, doesn't have any artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives, and you get some really easy-to-swallow fish oil capsules with lots of benefits.
Okay. And now let's switch gears to another issue related to your heart, and that is your cholesterol level. And, you know, I think we all know that this is a very common issue out there. Actually, about one in three Americans are dealing with this issue. And we have an incredible product called Cholesterol Reduction Complex that helps lower your cholesterol naturally. And it's a fabulous product that, you know, we're very proud of being able to have a product like this in our product line that actually can address this very important issue of LDL cholesterol. And the reason that it is able to, you know, we're able to make a statement like helps lower your cholesterol naturally is because of the science on the component of cholesterol reduction complex, and those are the plant sterols and stanols. We have a lovely little diagram there, I think, Kathy, on that next slide. You want to go through that, Pam?
Sure. This is a good example just to share with you of how plant sterols and stanols work to help lower cholesterol. And what's important when you take this product is that you take it, you know, 15 minutes or so before a meal that contains cholesterol. And these plant sterols actually, you know, look kind of similar to cholesterol. And in your digestive system, they can help kind of block cholesterol absorption, but they don't get absorbed a lot themselves. So they're kind of competing for cholesterol absorption in the absorption sites in your small intestines, and so that's how it kind of works. You want to make sure that you take it in a timely fashion, you know, 15 to 30 minutes before you eat that meal that contains cholesterol to get the maximum benefit from them.
So, in summary then, we have some fabulous products we've been talking about, but let's talk about all the things you need to be doing here. A nice holistic approach to having a healthy heart so that you not only can be doing the right things for yourself, but also feel very confident in sharing this information with others that you care about, having a healthy heart. So number one, most importantly, is to lose weight if you need to lose weight. If your BMI is not in that healthy category on page 67, meaning between 19 and 24, once you hit 25, you're into the overweight category, and at 30, you're in the obese category, then you need to get committed to do all the things that you need to be doing to lose weight. Now, you don't have to get all the way to your goal weight. You actually can have heart health benefits. That's very well, proven by research that losing even just as few as 10 pounds can make a difference in your blood pressure, in your heart health, in your overall, overall body functioning and even disease risk. Diet, Pam went through a nice little, information here about how to eat a healthy diet, but I think that's something we have to think about every single day until it becomes a habit, so that you make up your mind that you're not going to buy those vegetable oil processed products, that you're not going to go for the fast food lunch, even though it may taste good. It's actually going to be affecting your health overall, and so pack your lunch or bring a cinch shake or a cinch bar or something more healthy for your lunch, and exercise. I mean, we clearly know that that for many reasons, from stress management to heart health, to mood, just overall mood, energy, and sleep patterns, getting that 30 minutes of exercise a day, most days of the week is really important. Doesn't have to be all at once. We actually also know that you can do 10 minutes three times a day, and it has a very similar benefit to doing 30 minutes all at once. So even if you have less time, just get out there and just move a bit more.
Right. And also, if you're still out there smoking, please quit. I know it's probably so much harder to do than to say, but certainly we know that cigarette smoke contains toxins that, can damage your arteries, increase your blood pressure. So certainly, for those Americans out there still smoking, and I think the statistics are around, 22% of Americans are still smoking, to try to, get rid of that nasty habit and do some really good for your health, for your heart. Another thing to think about is moderate alcohol intake. We know that moderate intake has been linked to higher levels of HDL or your good cholesterol. It doesn't mean that if you're not a drinker that we want you to start drinking, because it's probably not worth the benefits if you're not a drinker. But if you do, moderate drinking is what's important. And when I mean moderate, the definition of that is, one drink for women and two drinks for men per day, right?
Per day, that's correct.
I was going to say per week, but that wouldn't be enough. One drink for women and two drinks for men is considered moderate alcohol intake. So, again.
And it depends on who you ask. No, I'm just kidding. That is actually the official definition,
yeah,
I think, of moderate alcohol intake.
And, of course, we want you to supplement wisely, and we've talked about some great supplements, our CoQ Heart product, our Omega Guard, our cholesterol reduction complex. And Dr. Jamie, why don't you talk a little bit about cinch?
Absolutely. Well, we've been talking about weight loss here. Obviously, we've been talking a lot about weight loss overall over the last few months, but the reality is getting to a healthy weight is not an undertaking just for January or February. It should be an undertaking 12 months out of the year, and anyone who needs that help, no matter when they're ready to start, we have the products to support them with our Cinch Inch Loss Plan. But right now we have a fabulous deal going where you can get actually 4 months for the price of three. You actually, if you go on AutoShip, you get you buy your 3 months of the Cinch Transformation Pack, which is essentially two shakes a day with your snack, your tea, your 3-in-1 boost, and a few other little tools we have in there, and you get the 4th month for free. Now, just about everyone out there who is at a BMI of higher than 26 or 27 probably needs to be on Cinch for at least 4 months. And in reality, you actually want to be on it forever because you want to go from 2 shakes a day to lose your weight to 1 shake a day to maintain that weight loss. Once you've done the hard work to get to that healthy weight, we want to keep you there for the health of your heart and the health of your body overall. So do take advantage of this offer right now, which I believe ends March 31st. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
For getting started, obviously you can still get your 4 months at that, but you have to sign up to get started in that by March 31st. So there you go. We have all sorts of ways to help you have a healthier heart, not only getting you to a healthier weight, but supporting energy production and healthier arteries with our new CoQ Heart with the triple coenzyme Q10, as well as triple the amount of resveratrol, our MegaGuard with helping to retain normal blood pressure and triglyceride levels, and our wonderful cholesterol reduction complex to help lower cholesterol naturally.
Dr. Deem, I just want to mention and remind people that CoQ Heart, we do have an auto ship offer, 10% off if people order auto ship from a price perspective. So,
always good. Another great way to have your supplements be a little bit more cost effective.
Absolutely. Everyone can afford to save 10% these days.
Yes, indeed.
You bet. Well, let's slide into the final section of our webinar, which is going to be focused on questions.
Yeah.
On the questions of the folks who are with us on our webinar platform. And then we're going to also try to take a couple of questions from the phone. We do have some people listening with us on the conference call line. So our operator, Shane, is going to check to see if there are people with questions. And if the questions are appropriate for this particular topic, we will definitely entertain them. But in the meantime,
mm-hmm. let me just also mention a few things. We wanted to make sure, Pam and I wanted to make sure, and Kathy actually all wanted to make sure that you knew where to find some of the tools to help get the information out so that you know everything you need to know about our new CoQ Heart, as well as how to share that with others. And we have some great new tools. Most of you probably got the letter from me a couple of weeks ago or last week maybe announcing kind of the CoQ Heart new product. We also have a really fabulous tool that's identified as more reasons to add CoQ10 to your supplement regimen, and that talks about other benefits including uses of certain medications that may make it real reasonable for you and a good idea to think about adding CoQ Heart to your product line or product regimen. And then we have hotline this month, right, Pam?
Yep. We have a heart health science talk and product profile to give you more information about CoQ Heart. So we've got it all covered.
Okay, good. Just want to remind anyone on the phone who wants to participate, please press 1 on your touch-tone phone, and that way Shane will identify your line as one that wants to come forward into the queue. And, of course, those of you who are on the webcast, I can see that a number of questions have already come in, so I think you've already figured out that you can type your question into the webcast console and send it to us. And we will take as many questions as we can, especially those that seem to pertain to a large group of folks. And here is one I think that Dr. Jamie and Pam will want to address, and that is, you know, we talk about the fact that this is a newly reformulated CoQ Heart. Mm-hmm. What would you say is the primary difference between this CoQ Heart and the previous formulation?
Well,
we've touched on it, but
yeah,
more than
it's basically triple strength. It's the easiest way to think about it is it's just three times as strong as it used to be. We put a foundational amount of CoQ10, 30 milligrams, which is what was in the old CoQ Heart, into Vitalizer Gold because we feel it's so important for everyone to be taking that as just kind of, you know, helping support the needs of CoQ10 in the body just, you know, as time marches on. Whereas the new CoQ Heart has three times that amount at 100 milligrams as well as 2 milligrams of resveratrol, with the old CoQ Heart having 640 micrograms.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Now, there is a variety of Vitalizer, our Vitalizer product, that has some CoQ10.
Right.
The Vitalizer Gold product has 30 milligrams mm-hmm. of CoQ10, mm-hmm. and so some folks want to know if they should also take the CoQ Heart product along with that, or under what circumstances would they want to do that?
Sure. Pam, you want to take that?
Absolutely. So, you know, because we think CoQ10 is really important, we did include a foundational amount of 30 milligrams in the Vitalizer Gold, especially Vitalizer Gold, which is intended for older people. We know that there's some decline in natural CoQ10 production as one ages, and, you know, there may just be some additional needs, certain medications that people might be taking at that age that may increase the need for additional CoQ10. So, you know, we have that foundational amount in Vitalizer Gold, but certainly those of you who have greater concerns about your heart, maybe you have a family history of heart health concerns, or you desire a greater, you know, antioxidant protection, the addition of CoQ Heart certainly on top of Vitalizer Gold is a prudent choice. And we know that exposure to free radicals, as I said, aging, a poor diet, and the use of certain heart health medications may increase your needs. So if that sounds like you, it would make sense to add CoQ Heart on top of Vitalizer Gold.
Okay, terrific. Thank you so much, Pam. One question that does seem to be coming up is, what is the difference between the ubiquinol or ubiquinone forms of coenzyme Q10? Which form is used in CoQ Heart and why?
Well, ubiquinone and ubiquinol are both forms of coenzyme Q10, and both forms are actually present in our body and are utilized for cellular energy production. Ubiquinone is the oxidized form of CoQ10 that consumers are most familiar with. It's what we use in our product as well as what has been used in the clinical, you know, the vast majority of clinical studies about coenzyme Q10. Ubiquinol is simply the reduced form, so it's just oxidized versus reduced form of CoQ10, and that's the form that actually functions as an antioxidant in the body. But essentially, before ubiquinone is actually absorbed into the intestines, it's actually converted into the ubiquinol form. So it really essentially is not clinically relevant because they're kind of interchangeable in the body, and it's more of a marketing story for certain products than an actual nutrient difference.
I see. Okay.
And I'll just add that, there, you know, there's a limited amount of research, but the research suggests that, you know, both forms are equally absorbable. So if a company's out there promoting ubiquinol saying it's more absorbable,
yeah,
there's just, that's, again, some marketing hype.
Yeah. Imagine
there's
that.
There's a difference, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a difference between sometimes what is said and
what is
actually substantiated.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Okay, good. Question about, we spoke earlier about Vitalizer Gold and whether you would want to take CoQ Heart. What about along with other heart health supplements, including, well, we talked about Omega Guard and Cholesterol Reduction Complex, FiberPlan is a terrific heart health product, or a product that is certainly supportive of heart health. Any problem taking all of these products?
No problem taking all of them. You know, I think people have to pick and choose by virtue of what their pocketbook allows them to do. Certainly, if you have high cholesterol, FiberPlan is really an important product to be on in order to help. You know, the soluble fiber can help reduce cholesterol. You know, if you look, when we launched Cholesterol Reduction Complex, we talked about the, you know, the cholesterol reduction guidelines that NIH puts out, and the addition of fiber to the diet. So you can do that by virtue of eating whole grains, as Pam talked about when we were talking about the diet, as well as you can add in soluble fiber supplements like our FiberPlan, which you can put, you know, into a soup or on your cereal in the morning, or, you know, you can just add it, you know, or just mix it in water and drink it down. But there's no interaction or concern about, you know, about using all of them essentially.
Okay, terrific. How about, we talked about people who might want to take CoQ Heart.
Right.
Is there anyone who we would say maybe not take CoQ Heart?
Yeah. Pam?
I'll handle that one. Yeah, you know, like many of our supplements that, you know, might contain botanicals and things like that in it, and this one is one of them because it contains resveratrol, you know, we caution pregnant and nursing women certainly to, you know, not take these types of products. Children under the age of 12, you know, they shouldn't be really needing this type of product. And then, again, also, if you're an adult and you're taking blood thinning medications or blood pressure lowering medications, you know, we recommend consulting your physician before taking this product. And the reason for that, too, is that one thing that's interesting about coenzyme Q10, structurally it looks a little similar to vitamin K. And vitamin K has been known to kind of interfere with blood thinning medications, although we, you know, if you keep your vitamin K content of your diet stable, then you don't really need to worry about that. But again, there's some theoretical concerns that you would just want to make sure that, you know, if you're taking any blood thinning medications, that you, you know, consult your physician. And in terms of blood pressure, you know, higher doses of coenzyme Q10 have been used to help lower blood pressure. So that's kind of why the caution is there. Mm-hmm. We don't expect that this level is going to impact it in that way that you'd have to worry so much about it. But again, if you're taking blood pressure-lowering drugs, we do recommend you consult with your physician before you take CoQ10.
And you're doing all the right things that you should be doing. Your blood pressure may be exactly lowering over time, and you need to check in with your doctor about whether you still need to be on those that blood pressure medication or medications. Again, don't ever discontinue your medications without talking to your doctor about it and getting, you know, his or her approval about that. But certainly we do know that, you know, that's some of the benefits of weight loss is getting healthier with your blood pressure and your cholesterol.